tip number four and how to make your story more exciting and entertaining for your readers. When we remember a scene, we tend to remember it as a moment that stands out visually. It's the same way when we remember our lives. I remember when I was 4 years old and I was standing there holding the doll, you know. You see what's around you, it sums up everything. You don't remember those kind of things abstractly so much. You remember them as if you're there and you're sensing it and you're feeling what you're feeling at that moment. But there's something unusual about the visuals usually. And so when you're writing a scene, try to create a moment that could be painted or even something that could be danced as a performance, something that could make a nice song that's going to really resonate with them, you know, something that would inspire their favorite kind of artwork. And people do tend to favor the visuals, so, you know, particularly go with that. And that is something you can do for the whole chapter, section, book. Try to come up with visual images. And depending on what kind of story you're writing, you should make your visual image fit that. So, for example, Phyllis Whitney writes a lot of romantic suspense. Yeah, she did. And she creates these images that are magically just enchanting. You know, they're not supernatural, but they're maybe, like, they're just so beautiful. It just almost feels like there could be a tinge of supernatural going on in the world. Like, yes, this is what we remember. Life can be absolutely spectacularly beautiful, and you're in these beautiful locations. And she would travel around to different places to write her books there so she could get that kind of imagery. So that's what you can remember about her book, is this beautiful place standing there on the bridge covered with flowers or something. All right, number five tip is, they say that we're interested in stories because it's like the primal emotion, and I do see that as being a very important part of it. But think about what it's like when you know the end of a story. Maybe it's a TV show that you've just watched all the episodes, and you just watch them over and over and over again, and you know what's going to happen. And you're not afraid for the protagonist, therefore you've just watched the whole series. You know who's going to live, who's going to die, but you want to inhabit that world. So it's not always about what's going to happen next and the suspense. It's about a world that is so beneficial in some way, that says something about your audience's life, but doesn't say it in words, says it in feelings. How does it feel to be living your life and also living this life? How do they interact? And that's what you want to work with when you're writing your story.